Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most fun, most immediately drum and bass tricks you can learn in Ableton, feedback delay throws, performed from session view. The goal is simple. We want movement, space, a bit of chaos, and that rising tension you hear in fills and transitions, but we want it controlled. Not the kind of runaway feedback that suddenly turns your mix into a fire alarm. Unless you want that. But we're going to build it so you can choose. By the end, you'll have a return track called DLY Throw that behaves like an instrument, plus a few session view clips that act like preset snapshots you can launch on beat. Then we'll record what you do, resample it, and turn it into clean transition audio you can arrange like a pro. Alright, let's set the scene. First, prep a simple rolling DNB loop in session view. Keep this basic on purpose. Put your tempo around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine. Make a drum pattern, with a kick, snare on 2 and 4, and hats doing 8ths or 16ths so it feels like it's pushing forward. If you've got an amen or a classic break, throw it in. If you've got a bass, cool, but it's optional for this lesson. The reason we want a stable loop is so you can really hear what the delay throws are doing. If everything is changing already, the delay tricks won't feel obvious. Now we build the actual throw system. Create a return track. In Ableton, that's create, insert return track. Rename it a DLY throw. This is important. We're doing this on a return so the delay is not permanently washing out your drums. You only send into it for a moment, like tossing a sound into an echo chamber and letting it ring out. On this return track, we'll build a stock device chain that's beginner safe and very DNB friendly. First device, auto filter, placed before the delay. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the frequency around 8kHz. Resonance around 10 to 20%. This filter is your club safety move. Feedback tends to build up harsh highs, and that's how delays go from exciting to painful. Filtering before the delay means the feedback loop is fed a darker signal, so the repeats get thicker, not sharper. Next device, echo. You can use the simpler delay device if you want, but echo is amazing for this because it can sound lively without extra plugins. Turn sync on. Set the timing to 1/8 dotted. That's the classic DNB throw timing. It gives you that rolling, syncopated bounce around the snare. If you want something more open, 1/4 works too. Set feedback around 45% as a starting point. Set dry slash wet to 100%. That's crucial on a return track. If it's not 100%, you'll blend dry signal with wet signal on the return and it can get facey and messy fast. Optional, add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 5%. Just for movement. And if you use the stereo control, you can widen it a bit, like 120 to 150%. Just remember, super wide delays can feel huge, but they can also get weird in mono. We'll keep it tasteful. After echo, add a saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is one of the secret weapons. Saturation makes the repeats feel denser and more in the record, instead of just louder. In DNB, that makes throws sound aggressive and intentional. Then add utility at the end. Set the gain to about -6 dB to start. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120%. This is your safety and level control. Delays with feedback can jump in perceived loudness very quickly, so we keep the return conservative. If you need it louder, you can bring it up later, but don't start hot. Cool. Now the return is built. Next, we actually feed audio into it. Go to your snare track, or your drum bus if that's what you're working with. Find send A, which routes to a DLY throw. Keep it low most of the time, and think of it like a performance knob. Your working range will be from basically off, up to maybe -12 dB, and then sometimes a quick push to -6 or -3 for throw. Do the same on a vocal chop track or a stab track if you have one. In drum and bass, typical moments are a snare throw at the end of every 8 bars, a vocal throw at the end of 4 bars before a drop, and stab throws on syncopated hits for that jungle energy. Now comes the part that makes session view feel like magic, effects control clips. On the return track itself, a DLY throw, we're going to create a few empty MIDI clips. These aren't for notes, they're for automation. Think of them as parameter locks, or snapshots, that force the return track into a specific state when you launch them. Make 4 clips and name them, normal, feedback up, dub spiral, and kill switch. Go into the first clip, normal, open clip view. Find envelopes. Choose device, then select echo and the feedback parameter. Set echo feedback to around 45%. Also automate the auto filter frequency to about 8kHz and utility gain to minus 6 dB. This clip is your default everything is same mode. You want a home base you can always return to. Now the second clip. Feedback up. This is your controlled ramp. Make the clip length 1 bar. In envelopes, automate echo feedback to ramp from about 45% up to about 75% over that 1 bar. At the same time, automate auto filter frequency down from around 8kHz to around 3kHz. This is a key DNB technique. As feedback rises, tone gets darker. That means intensity goes up, but pain doesn't. The throw gets more tense and heavy instead of turning into brittle high-end. Set your global quantization to 1 bar so launching these stays tight. That way you're not accidentally starting ramps offbeat. Third clip. Dub spiral. Make it 2 bars long. This is the jungle moment. Set feedback in the 70 to 85% zone. But be careful. That's near the edge. Automate echo time so it tightens. For example, start at 1/8 dotted, then halfway through, move toward 1/16. That gives you a spiral effect, where the repeats feel like they're speeding up and pulling you into the drop. Also automate utility width from about 100% up to maybe 140%, just during the moment. And if you want extra character, you can gently increase the filter resonance from around 15% to around 30%. Tasteful is the word. If it starts whistling, back it off. This is the clip you launch in the last 2 bars before a drop, when you want the room to feel like it's bending. Fourth clip. Gill switch. This is your panic button. Make it short, a quarter bar or a half bar. Here you have 2 easy options. Option 1. Automate utility gain down to basically minus infinity, or at least minus 30 dB. Option 2. Slam echo feedback down to about 20% instantly. I recommend the utility gain kill because it's absolute. If you ever feel like oh no, it's taking over, you hit kill switch and it stops. Now, quick coaching note. Clip launch quantization is your rhythm tightness. Keep global quantization at 1 bar for most stuff. But for kill switch, set that clip's launch quantization to quarter note or even none, so it reacts immediately. You want it to cut when you need it, not 1 bar later. Okay, now let's do a classic DNB snare throw, the clean way. The point is, only the snare hit goes into the delay, not your entire drum groove. Method A, and my favorite for control. Automate the send inside a clip. Duplicate your snare clip so you have a normal version and a throw version. In the throw clip, open clip envelopes, go to mixer, then choose send A. Draw a spike exactly on the hit you want to throw. For example, the last snare of bar 8. Bring send A up to maybe minus 6 or minus 3 dB just for that hit, and immediately drop it back down to very low, like minus 20 or fully off. This is the pro move because it's repeatable and musical. You can launch the throw clip only on transition bars. Method B, if you want it even cleaner, make a dedicated snare throw track. Put the same snare sample on it, but only place a snare on the fill hit. Send that track heavily into return A. Your main snare stays consistent, and your throw is like a separate performance layer. Now let's talk about one of the biggest aha moments in session view. When you launch an FX clip on the return track, Ableton forces those device values into place. That means these clips are instant states. You're not slowly turning knobs and hoping. You're recalling a precise setup on beat. Here's a beginner-friendly performance flow. Keep normal running on the return track most of the time. On the bar where you want the throw, you do 2 things. You launch your snare throw clip, and you launch feedback up on the return. The snare hits, it goes into the delay, and over that bar the delay intensifies and darkens. Then immediately after the moment lands, launch kill switch to clean up, and then go back to normal. And now for a really fun upgrade, follow actions, so Ableton performs the recovery automatically. On the return track, open the feedback up clip and go to its launch settings. Turn on follow action. Set it so after 1 bar it goes to next. Make the next clip kill switch, and set its follow action so after a quarter bar it goes back, like previous, which takes you back to normal. Now you can fire 1 clip and it does the rise, the cut, and the return to sanity without you juggling 3 launches. That's huge for beginners, because it keeps your hands available for sends or other performance moves. Next coaching point, pre-fader versus post-fader sends. Normally, a send is post-fader, meaning if you pull the track fader down, you also stop feeding the delay. But if you set the send to pre-fader, the delay can keep receiving audio even if you drop the channel volume. This creates a classic DNB transition. You drop the drums to silence for a beat, but the echoes continue, filling the gap. To do that, set the send to pre, do your throw, Then pull the drum fader down for that one beat hole, and let the return carry the moment. Then bring the drums back in. Instant tension. Alright, now we capture what we just performed, because the best DNB transitions often come from one lucky take that you then edit into perfection. Two easy recording options. Option 1. Record into arrangement. Hit global record and launch your clips like you're performing. Then switch to arrangement and edit what you did. Option 2, and this is super DNB friendly. Resample. Create a new audio track named PrintFX. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Now, when you record, Ableton prints exactly what you're hearing, including your delay throws. Record a pass where you trigger a throw every 8 bars, maybe throw in a dub spiral before a drop, and use kill switch to keep it tight. Then go into the recorded audio and slice out the best 1-bar or 2-bar moments. Add fades so there are no clicks. These slices become your personal transition pack. Little 1-beat fills, 2-bar tails for breakdown glue, even single-hit impacts where the first repeat becomes a ghost stab. A really nice trick. Take a printed delay tail, reverse it, and fade it into the last beat before the drop. That creates a suck-in effect that sounds way more advanced than it is. Now, optional but highly recommended, make your return track even more performable with an audio effect rack. Group the devices into a rack and create 4 macros. Feedback map to echo feedback. Tone map to auto filter frequency. Output map to utility gain. Width map to utility width. Now you've got 4 big knobs that make sense, and you're less likely to grab the wrong parameter in a spicy moment. Let's quickly cover the common beginner mistakes so you can avoid them. 1. Dry slash wet on the delay isn't at 100% on the return. Set it to 100, always. 2. No filtering. If you don't filter, the feedback can build nasty highs and it stops being musical. 3. No kill option. Always have a panic button clip or some mapped mute. 4. Sending the entire drum bus constantly. That's how you lose punch. This audio version is shortened for playback.